You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
It is what's up. Welcome everybody to Faces and Feels. We're back with another episode of Anything Goes. That's right.
Another one.
That's right. And Alex is here too. What up, Alex?
How's it going?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Nice and early. I was telling you I've got to do some fasting this morning, so I'm very hungry, but I'm going to drink as much water as I possibly can. Until
stay hydrated.
11 a.m., which is a very long time away. So, yeah, going to stay hydrated. But I'm going to be distracted because today we're playing a fun game.
Yeah. So we are going to be creating our own dream factions, and we are going to post them and see who likes whose dream faction more.
Exactly. So it's design your dream faction, and people can submit theirs too. That would be fun.
Send us,
and we'll talk about them on the show on a future episode if you send in your faction. If nobody does it, we'll never mention it again. But there you go. But so the way we wanted to do this was we designed like member criteria, right? We feel like all good factions and big factions are sort of made up of people filling certain roles. And so we designed the following roles. So the front man, which is essentially like the leader, the champ character, the main centerpiece of the faction.
Yeah.
The heater, who is like the big man enforcer type role for the faction. You know, think your Chinas, your Canes, your things like that. Yeah, that's pretty self-explanatory. Yep. The tag team. There's usually always a tag team because you want a faction to be able to hold tag gold, so you need to throw in that, and then there are more bodies in the faction. The cruiserweight or the high flyer, who is the younger, more zippy, you know, flippy type wrestler. Yep. Then there's the new blood, who is the hot new up-and-coming prospect who has not debuted that long ago. Maybe he's debuted into the faction. Maybe he's undergone a recent heel turn and joined the faction as they begin to develop that character. But he's somebody that they're invested in and they're using the faction as a way to build them. And then the mouthpiece or the manager who doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, your traditional suit and tie manager. Could be a valet, could be another wrestler that's just, you know, with them, you know, because they're injured. Think of Flying Brian or Rick Rude. You know, there's just different things like that. But for whatever reason, there's somebody there who's maybe not a combatant, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, that is, that's the thought. So do you think the best way to do this is go one for one or probably not, right? Probably it's best that we paint the full picture of our individual factions.
However you want to do it. I thought we were going to go one for one, but that's cool too. Whatever you want to do.
I think we'll just do the whole thing. We'll paint the picture of one and we'll both like invest in the first vision and then we'll invest in the second vision, yeah?
Okay,
sure. So let's start with yours because you kind of invented this concept, so I'm going to make you do it first.
Okay, so.
And do you have a faction name? I think you told me you don't, so maybe we'll name it at the end.
That's the one thing I didn't do. And when you said faction name, I was like, oh, the one thing I forgot to do. How dumb. But yeah, so I'm guessing I should just go ahead and start with my main guy here.
Yeah, your front man.
My front man, I'm going to go with Edge.
Edge. Okay,
also,
cool.
We've
immediately got very different vibes, and I love that.
Yeah,
so that's good.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've kind of got a theme going with mine a little bit.
Yeah.
Which I kind of enjoy.
So do I, actually. Yeah, I was actually afraid that ours would just be like wrestler for wrestler, the same thing.
Yeah, that would be very funny.
But it's already different, so that's good.
Okay.
Okay, so Edge, and what era Edge are we talking about here?
I kind of like current. I kind of stuck with current day. Everything I say is going to be current.
Oh, like, that's good, because I just kind of went to the past.
Okay, cool. I was thinking about doing that, but yeah, I think current day, all these people would work.
Okay, perfect. Great. So you're like, this is a future faction that could start up at any time.
Like, Edge comes back from injury, literally, like, tomorrow. Yeah,
that's great. That's really fun.
Okay. What should I do next? Maybe the tag team?
Yeah, you can do whatever order you want.
Okay. My tag team, I'm just going to go ahead and throw Malakai Black and Brody King.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool. Because they played around with that as well. So you are messing with the scenarios that were happening on AEW when Edge was there, and then they sort of teased that, like a bit of a new brood kind of vibe.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. My cruiserweight, I'm throwing Darby Allin in there.
Okay, yeah, that obviously works as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's got a very similar kind of reckless vibe. Again, they all kind of float with like black clothes and face paint.
Exactly.
And absolutely. And that's what I'm going even for. Now, they're kind of like playing with it like an alliance between Brody King and Darby Allin, or at least a friendship, you know, or respect.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and throw my enforcer out there. Yeah. I'm going to go with the obvious here. I think you know where I might be going. Sting. It's just going to be back there menacing with that bat.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. And I want to see like security jacket Sting. You know, when he was wearing that kind of puffy jacket with the thing, you know, he's not really wrestling. He's just being an enforcer.
He's just standing back there with a bat looking menacing.
He's just not like, killing people. Occasionally people he just no sells people. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, all right. Hear me out on this one. The new blood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go dark heel turny Danhausen.
Okay, yeah, that could absolutely
he can,
because
yeah,
he's been be he like, was that originally, right? Like before he became ridiculous Danhausen, he was like a very evil vampiric sort of character.
So I'd like to see if this were to play out on TV, maybe him like descend back into that madness, you know.
Yeah.
Start out kind of goofy and they all kind of get mad at him. He's the fall guy at first.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that would be cool.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go ahead and say that my manager throwing this all together, Vampiro.
Can Vampiro speak anymore? I don't know. But
I just saw him last Saturday and he's honestly doing great.
Oh, that is, I fucking love to hear it. I love Vampiro, and I love one of my favorite, I'll say this, my favorite Lucha Underground match was Vampiro and Pentagon.
Penta, yes.
That was so fucking good. And Vampiro came out as that dark Pope. Kind of fucking that was
kind of
so
like the dude
sick.
From Ghost a little bit.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Before Ghost. Ghost saw that and were like, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
That's really cool. So Buddy Matthews has been booted out of the house in this scenario.
I love the man, but he's not edgy enough for me.
Nah, he's not.
I need that edge.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And that's why I picked him as my main guy.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I like it. That works, and that is a faction that could start up like fucking tomorrow. Like Edge comes back from injury and you could begin those seeds already. And a lot of them are kind of already there. It's not like you pulled that from nowhere. You know, like a lot of them are linked and that works.
Yeah, so Tony Khan, I know you're listening to this. I know you are.
His favorite podcast, Faces and Feels.
Yeah. You got to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a bit late to the party, was Tony Khan, but once the Anything Goes episode started up, he really got on board. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that is cool, man. That's really cool. There's like a lot to work with there. And then there's even threads that, you know, lead to other people and drama and things like that, because there's threads to Christian, there's threads to Gangrel, Buddy Matthews, you know, there's all of Darby's various enemies. There's like a lot you can do there.
Yeah, I enjoyed throwing that little group together.
Yeah, that's really good. And what was your theme? You told me you thought of a theme song as well.
So the theme song that I'd like to went for like a real like industrial broody type thing instead of going full hardcore with it. There's a song called Dead Flowers by Health and Poppy.
Okay. I'm only going to do that because I think Ryan will have to edit it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anyway, 15 seconds, but I immediately get the vibe, which is like the point. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. That's cool. Yeah. Cool. All right, then. I'm into it. I am into it. I have done a completely different vibe to what you have done because I've gone very like what could have been wrestlers and I feel like aesthetics that work together and then, yeah, exactly growing it out. So as I run through this, and we need to come up with an armada, fuck, I'm saying my name, ideas, name for your faction. We didn't think of it. Is it just New Brood? It's probably not. It could be better.
Maybe. I mean, I hadn't put too much thought into that. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm sure there's something really cool out there. If anyone wants to comment on the post that's eventually made for this, maybe we can run a contest for the name of my faction, my fake faction.
Yeah, exactly. Think of what it could be. We can put like New Brood ? House of Black 2.0. I don't know. We'll think of something.
House of Grey.
Yeah, exactly. Going to be something like that. But yeah, I'm sure there's something that can be workshopped there. All right. So mine, I went back to like a lot of legends that I would have liked to see work together and that also some never really got like an opportunity to reach their peak. And I'm just going to dump this in. Really, you could dump this faction into any era, but I was thinking you just dump it into like peak Attitude Era kind of vibe.
Okay.
So my front man is Bruiser Brody. So never died in a knife fight. Like he's torn up Japan. Everybody's afraid of him. He's the absolute beast that he is. And then he's going to re-debut in like peak Attitude Era, WWF kind of thing, looking like an absolute unit. Again, let's not get worried about timelines and dates and what his age would be and things like that. That's just peak Bruiser Brody getting dropped in, right?
Nice.
And then
I like that.
Then the tag team that are backing him up that are actually going to set the aesthetic for the entire team is the Road Warriors, aka the Legion of Doom. So you immediately get the aesthetic of the entire crew because it's just going to be like a fucking army of shoulder pads and spikes and shit. Yeah, like,
my team's already dead.
Yeah. So these are actually shoot killers. And I'll do them in the order that you did because I think you did the Heater like later on in the.
I did Cruiserweight next.
Yeah. So Cruiserweight High Flyer is Hayabusa. Never got injured. Peak Hayabusa, but like Legion of Doom colors. Like, let's go. That's pretty good.
I love that.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then who did you do next? Then the Heater?
Yes.
Yeah. Then the Heater. Big Van Vader, baby. Peak Vader, just killing it. Absolutely. I always felt like Vader and the Road Warriors like really would work together.
Yeah, you've crafted a masterpiece here.
Yeah, exactly. Just killers. Just absolute killers, right? Now, the next guy, I'm going out of pocket with the next guy, and it's purely because I want to talk about him and laugh a little bit, but I feel like he never really got a choice. As his tag team partner never really got a super chance, but I'm going to take Typhoon from the Natural Disasters, a.k.a. Tugboat, the Tugger. But so Prime debuting, because he was jacked when he started. Think about how fucking big he was, the little hat and the singlet and shit like that. Imagine he's not Tugboat, though. New blood, he comes in and he's going to be like, I know, the fucking warship. You know what I mean? Like he, or maybe he's Typhoon straight away. I don't know what he is, but he's not in a little sailor's hat. Like he's actually just a killer because that dude was a fucking power lifter. He was absolutely jacked. And you bring in your new blood guy as like a young fucking super powerful dude. That doesn't mean he's necessarily going to be like on the trajectory of like a Rock, but he's going to be like a up and coming enforcer and explosive kind of standout type guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I always think of his career, it's like he fucking debuted and he was Tugboat, who I loved, but he was Tugboat. And then he was Typhoon, which was cool, but then they, you know, they had to split up and Earthquake went back to Japan. And then he fucking had the Shockmaster shit happen to him and all of that stuff. Like,
see, that's who I think you should put on. No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe he debuts as Shockmaster, but it's actually a cool gimmick. I don't know. But
yeah.
But either way, but imagine him with that kind of Legion.
Maybe in your storyline, he debuts right.
Yeah, exactly. But he doesn't have the Stormtrooper helmet on. Like,
aw.
Maybe he's a more evil.
No, he's got the Vader helmet this time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Maybe he's a more evil, like, Road Warriors type look. Like, he kind of debuts, like, fucking definitely under a mask, but with the shoulder pads and everything like that. Like, kind of like an eviler, more powerful force for them. So, yeah, that could be really cool. And then mouthpiece, I went with Truth Martini, who I've always thought was like an amazing promo from his time in Ring of Honor and things like that. And I feel like him with like just surrounded by these fucking murderers row of spike shoulder pad maniacs would just be killer.
Yeah, that's awesome. I enjoyed yours more than mine, honestly.
Oh, well, we approached it very differently because I was bringing people back to life and stuff to make it happen. And yours could actually happen in real life. And
I love that.
And the theme, I was thinking, because we're talking like, you know, peak early 2000s attitude era, I went with Slipknot Left Behind. They would be super big at the time. And then you're talking about, you know, everybody's obsessed with Slipknot in that era, and out come these guys who are also in similar colors but looking even more violent. And then you do like WrestleMania entrance Slipknot, play them live to the ring, fucking, like, it'd be sick.
God, that would be so awesome.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then so, yeah, I was playing around with different name ideas. I think at the end of the day, like, you just do the Road Warriors, like, but if not, I wouldn't. Legion of Doom was pretty cool. Like, you could still just be that, but maybe even something else, like another war type name. Like, I was playing around with the idea of the Armada or something, you know, grim and fucking oppressive, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, murderous.
I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I think we both did well on this.
Yeah.
And for like a short period of time we gave ourselves to come up with something.
Exactly. And I was just thinking about like combinations and stuff you could do in like group tags and things like that. Like, you do the Doomsday Device, but instead of Hawk coming off the top, Hayabusa's doing something fucking insane. And you're doing like Vader Bomb followed by fucking, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's just such brutal shit. Them coming to the fucking ring and Brody just like swinging a fucking chain. Like, it'd just be terrifying.
Now, they'd be killing people.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I think there would actually be so many injuries. Like, because they'd just be shoot knocking dudes out and shit.
Yeah. Every jobber would just never show up to another event for a job.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The other idea I had for the new blood, and in the end I just decided on Tugboat because I wanted to talk about Tugboat, was Scott Steiner, like, before he became the genetic freak. So, like, betrays the Steiner brothers, actually, this is already better, and I'm writing it in my head right now, betrays Rick and joins as, like, the hot new prospect for this fucking big oppressive faction. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, jock Scott Steiner in his prime.
That rules.
That's actually even better. Tug is out, Scott Steiner's in. That's way better. I was really trying to make Tugboat work. Because I just watched that Dark Side of the Ring the other day. I was like, fuck, I used to love Tugboat. But yeah, let's do that. That's way cooler. Is it?
Okay.
If we do Prime Scott Steiner. Yeah. That's hot. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm going to make I already did one for mine. Mm-hmm. I'll make another graphic of just a little graphic of the team. Put together poorly on my phone, and we can post them on the post.
Absolutely.
You can get like a visual on what it would look like. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I should play a little bit of Slipknot just so people understand the vibe, right? Just a smidge.
No one's ever heard Slipknot.
Well, just the particular song, because some people might.
I'm just joking with you.
I'm going to see Slipknot very soon. Imagine these murderers coming out onto the ramp with this. It works.
Oh, yeah.
And all the keg hits and stuff. Maybe these guys are carrying kegs to the ring in hardcore matches. It's fucking, it's sick.
I could definitely see Vader carrying that out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So there you go. There's some fun there. There's some fun there. There's also some editing be done, but
yeah,
that's it. So I guess before we wrap it up, let's just quickly talk about what's upcoming in wrestling and if we're pumped for anything, because we were both. I think the main thing that we're most excited about is this new Big Japan tournament, right?
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. I really like the lineup of what they have going on. Mm-hmm. Cool to see Eric Dillinger, Akira.
Former guests of the podcast, both those guys. Mickey Knuckles, sure. Schlack, all have been on the podcast. I think
I forgot she was going over there. Yeah.
I think the only English-speaking guy I haven't had on is Chuck Stein. Maybe I should speak to Chuck Stein. I should reach out to him.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, he's cool. Mm-hmm. I like him a lot.
Absolutely. Who else is in that tournament? Let's get it up.
Yeah.
Get up the graphic for it. Okay, so, Beastman's there as well. So,
that's right, yeah.
Yeah. So the first round is Schlack versus Beastman. And then it is Dayu Wakamatsu versus Mickey Knuckles, Chuck Stein versus Violento Jack. I fucking love Violento Jack.
That's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Eric Dillinger versus Hideyoshi Kamitani. Okay. And then in the next rounds, this post doesn't have all their full names listed. But I can see who they are. Akira is in gets a bye.
Two of them got a bye. I can't remember who the other one.
And then the other dude is, fuck, I never know this motherfucker's name. It's the other crazy lover. What's his name? He was literally in the first death match I ever saw live against Abdullah Kobayashi, and I can never remember the motherfucker's name.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, hang on. So, Big Japan. This is great radio. Big Japan. crazy lovers. Fuck, that's going to haunt me forever. I can't find it quick enough for radio. So anyway.
Yeah, I'm not familiar enough to even.
Takeda's partner. So one-time partner.
Okay.
Tokuyoshi, I don't know. Fuck. Oh, that's going to make me so mad. I'm very angry that I can't remember it because I can never remember his name. But anyway, he's great and it is going to be great. So
yeah,
it starts on December 31st, King of the Deathmatch World Cup tournament. There his name is up there. It's Yusaka Ito. Or Ito Yusaka, I think is his name. Maybe he's not the guy I think he is. Either way, I found it. At least that's what's listed on the thing. So,
it's gonna be an awesome show. I'm so excited for it. The poster looks sick too.
Yeah,
it's a really cool looking design.
Yeah, it's badass. And so the 31st is a Tuesday for me, and it is. Oh, it'd be sick if we could watch it live. Probably could actually, because it looks like it's like bell at 5:30 Japan time, start at 6:30 Japan time. So that's like 4:30 PM and 5:30 PM Perth time. So I could absolutely watch it. You would need to get up early.
Yeah, I guess I could watch it on my way to work. I don't know how much they like that, but
just fucking call in sick.
Don't put that in my head.
It's done. It's in your head. It's done. I've put it into the universe. So, but either way, I reckon that's going to be dope. Oh, what the fuck is this? Sorry, now.
Other than the show, are we going to throw some stuff into the playlist on this episode? Or
we absolutely are. Sorry, I just got distracted by the fact that Daisuke Sekimoto, who we call Little Dai, is fighting Jeff Cobb on the 24th of January at the Big Japan 30th show. That's really cool. So sick. Oh, Big Japan are killing it now. We need to sort it out. We're gonna get a subscription or something.
I like Jeff Cobb a lot.
Yeah, me too. That's awesome. But yeah, we are gonna throw some songs in. I've done no homework. What do you got for us?
So I was gonna start with Trophy Eyes' Chemical Miracle album.
Oh, I love that album. Did I originally recommend that album to you?
No, but we have talked about it.
Yeah.
I really like them. I like this album probably the most of all of their stuff.
Oh, that's absolutely their best album. That's before singers start becoming a real fuckhead, really.
The two songs I'm probably going to throw in here is Counting Sheep and Nosebleed. Nosebleed's probably my favorite song that they have in general.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I'll tell you, like, Trophy Eyes are responsible for one of the best shows I've ever seen live and one of the worst shows I've ever seen live.
Perfect.
And also like the most violent shows I've ever seen live. So three. The first one, we were at a festival. It's called Unify, out in like the sticks over east. It was a camping style festival. And no joke, we set up our tent and it immediately was like a fucking typhoon hit. Appropriate shout out, Tugger. But like it was so much rain. So like immediately you're getting soaked, right? But then the first night, our tent was destroyed. So I woke up to like the tent just blowing down into my face, like the roof being like, whoom, whoom. And I was like, what the fuck's going on? And all the sticks had broken and everything like that. It was just fucked. So that
sounds miserable.
It was.
But I'm not a festival person at all.
Oh, I like them. We made the most of it. We had a moment where we were like, I was trying to even set it up and it was fucked. And I was like, do we just fucking go home? I was ready to give up immediately. And then my wife jumped in and was like, no, we're doing it. We're here now. And I was like, hell yeah. This is why I married you. And so we, nice. Once the tent fucked up, we just like, the other guys had lower tents. We had a bigger one because it was me and her and one room for like her to do makeup, things like that. All that went out the window. The other guys just had little dome tents. So we just like, luckily we had a big van because a bunch of us went in together like a big Tarago. So we just slept in the Tarago like fucking on the thing night. But yeah, we just went, fuck it. We're just going to be wet and drink as much beer as we can. And we had a good time. And Trophy Eyes played in the rain. And it was like, I had heard the album and I was feeling like I wanted to get into them a bit more. And then when I watched them live, I was like really into it. And then I don't know the order if the worst show was thing. I think then they came to Badlands around the corner where we first did the Dude show. And I was in the pit for that. And like the kids were just like fucking going sick, head walking and shit. And I was just like fighting for their entire set basically. Like I was just like grabbing people from like crowd seven, just throwing them on the ground and kicking them and shit. My glasses got smashed off my face. I had to wait till they were like the show was over and then go find them like in the bottom of the pit. I was bleeding from my fucking mouth. Like it was actually super fun.
It's crazy because they're not even that heavy. I mean, they're heavy-ish, but I'd say they're more like pop punk.
Yeah, but yeah, just kids don't know how to fucking what they're doing. They just want to go see. They're just flying off the thing and trying to head walk and fair. Shit. I was this one kid, I just dropped him straight on my knee like I was fucking Roddy Strong, eh? Like,
love that. Dude.
Yeah. And then they played at Magnet House here in Perth, which is an amazing venue and always sounds good. And they sounded fucking terrible. The singer was wasted, like absolutely wasted. Couldn't keep his shit together. Like, it was just bad. And I was like, this is fucking terrible. This is the worst I've ever heard them. Like, it was.
Yeah, that sucks.
It was horrible. And that's still probably the worst live show I've ever seen. Just everything sounded fucked. But I love that album. And I do like their other album, like the, you know, the red one with like the kind of paper crane type thing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I didn't like it at first,
but it grew on me over time. And there's definite tracks from that, like that I'll get into. What have I even been fucking listening to?
I was going to say, what are you throwing on here?
You know what I'm going to throw on? Because we just bought tickets to it and it has got me fucking reliving my glory days. but I'm going to throw on Atreyu's The Curse.
Nice. Okay.
Which is a great album. Back in the, Amy and I were talking about it last night, and we're like, how are you just going to write a fucking album about vampires? And I was like, because vampires are fucking cool then. And she's like, what happened to vampires? And I'm like, Twilight and True Blood and shit. But this was pre all that stuff. This was when, right. when like, you know, the I guess the coolest vampire thing was probably Buffy, but like Anne Rice shit, you know? And they did The Curse, and it's a concept album all about vampires. And I said, if anything, I think where Atreyu went wrong is they stopped writing albums about monsters. The next one should have been a werewolf album. And then like a fucking Creature of the Black Lagoon and shit.
Their next album is probably my favorite.
Oh, really?
The one after that. Yeah, a Death Grip one yesterday. I love that album.
Oh, really?
I mean,
the fucking don't even think I've ever listened to it, to be honest.
Really?
I'll give it some time. But the fucking...
Yeah, what songs do you want on here?
Yeah, so... But anyway, we bought tickets because they're coming to Australia next year with Memphis Mayfire, and they're playing The Curse in full.
That's awesome.
Which is sick because when I last saw them in the same venue, they played The Curse in full. So I'm very happy about it. To me, it's the only album they've really got. Yeah. And so they've got lots of great songs on here, but you've just got to go the two kind of poppy bangers because they'll get you up in the morning. You go Bleeding Mascara and Right Side of the Bed.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was laughing with Amy about some of the lyrics. So many big words, but also like so cringy. I can't stop laughing because it makes me crack up every time. He goes, and I feel immortal, and I want to make you feel the same. So suck my veins as we immolate. We can burn in each other's arms. There's a lot of big words there, but so suck my veins fucking cracks me up so much. It's so on the nose that I just can't get over it.
When you started reciting the lyrics, I think I might actually take this off. No, I'm just kidding.
No. We'll fucking add that song on. That's an absolute banger.
Yeah.
But it's a great album, though. Like, it's so fucking like upbeat and fun. The musicianship's wicked. Like, the guitar, the bass player's a monster. It's a great, fun album. So, I'm throwing in Atreyu's The Curse. And cool. Then what's that one that you recommended? Because I'm going to fucking... I'll let you do an honorary track. Is it Death Grip?
A Death Grip one yesterday? Yeah. Mm. That... I am not 100% sure which one of these I would throw on there. I'll just throw one on randomly. But yeah. Should I go one more album on here?
More? You can do. You go do an honorary track off Death Grip though?
That's such a tough decision for me. I guess I'll just, I guess I shouldn't play it. I guess it's just throw X's and O's. That's like the big song from the album. It's okay. Probably not the best one on there, but whatever. That's a good song.
I'll do an honorary for Trophy Eyes. I'll do Off the American Dream, which is the next album. I'll do Friday Forever.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Are we going to do one more each and then get out of here?
Yeah, I'll do one more. So I'm kind of cheating on this next one here because this band I've just discovered. I discovered them on TikTok, actually.
Uh-huh.
They do not have an album out yet, but they have a bunch of singles.
Uh-huh.
They're called Vianova. I think that's how you pronounce it. V-I-A-N-O-V-A.
Okay.
Vianova.
Uh-huh.
I think it's... I mean, if you know me, you know I like stuff like Dance Gavin Dance. It kind of definitely falls in that vein a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But they got some really like funky shit going on in some of their songs that I really like.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to throw the songs Hypersomniac and Wheel of Fortune on the playlist. They're
no worries.
Both bangers. Wheel of Fortune, it's stuck in my head since I discovered it.
Yeah, right.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'll check them out. Put them on the playlist.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to change it up. And I'm surprised we haven't done this album because I know we both love it. And I'm doing Sabrina Carpenter, buddy.
Okay, perfect. I love it.
We're going Sabrina Carpenter short and sweet, and we're going to do espresso and taste.
Perfect. So I will... I'm just going to go put please, please, please on there as a...
No, don't do please, please, please. Nah, don't do that. Do Bad Kim or Judo.
I can do that.
Yeah.
You don't like please, 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 please?
No, I don't. I don't like it all. And it slows down the vibe.
That's crucial information to know. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I always skip that song. I don't like it.
Okay. Well, yeah, we can do Bad Kim. That's fine.
Too. It's got that great guitar in Bad Kim. Like, I always fucking... It's just, like, such a nice vibe, that song.
All right. Well, I guess that's a...
There you go.
I guess that's it for the playlist.
That's another one in the bank. Where do people find you?
Vinyls and Violence on Instagram. At Legalized Ranch with two H's on X. I'm finally getting over calling it Twitter.
I'm not.
And don't look me up on Facebook because I'm very boring on there. So that's it.
Fair enough. There you go. Absolutely. We'll have a link to the Spotify playlist in show notes. You can also make suggestions yourself. DM either of us. If you guys have got your own dream faction that you've designed and you want to share it with us and have us share it on our social media or on the podcast, DM us. Yeah. We'll fucking talk about
Please
it. We'd love to break it down. We'd love talking about wrestlers and talking through different stuff. So that would be really, really cool. So, yeah, that's it. It's fucking rate and subscribe, listen or die, as I say over at Itchy Bud Sweetcast. And it is, remember, it's all about peace, love, and pro wrestling. Peace out. Thanks for listening. Faces and Feels is a proud member of the Count Out Podcasting Network. It is created and hosted by me, Rafe Houston, edited by myself and the amazing Ryan Neitzy, and the show is available on all good podcast platforms, so please go rate and subscribe. You can follow the show everywhere on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, etc. at Faces Feels Cast, and you can check out the Count Out Network and all our sister shows over there at Count Out Pod. If you'd like to book me for commentary, have an interview request, a topic suggestion, or you just want to say hi, you can email us at facesandfeels@gmail.com. With all that said, thanks for listening, and please support our friends and sponsors. Peace.
My body is a roadmap of pain.
DeathmatchWorldwide.com, the official online merchandise store that is only for Deathmatch Wrestling. Featuring official t-shirts from No Peace Underground, John Wayne Murdoch, Akira, Madman Pondo, Zona 23, Neil Diamond Cutter, G Raver, Schlack, Necro Butcher, and many more. If you are a deathmatch wrestler, promotion, manager, or platform, and are interested in joining the web store, send us an email to deathmatchworldwide@yahoo.com. Deathmatchworldwide.com for the violent view.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Hi, guys. This is Lauren.
This is Michael.
And this is Your Dose of Death Podcast. If you're genuinely curious about the world of deathmatch wrestling, look no further, as me and Mike have you covered on all things in the world of deathmatch wrestling, whether it's
interviews,
show reviews, or everything in between. We have you covered on all things deathmatch wrestling, whether it's past, present, or future. And you're probably wondering where you can go support us. You can find Your Dose of Death Podcast on all major podcast platforms, especially along with the Count Out Network of Podcasts. And also, you can support us on the Count Out Patreon, as we have exclusive content only on the Patreon for all of our listeners. We hope that you go listen to Your Dose of Death Podcast very soon.
And see you at the shows.